Well, hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining me today. Yes, 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 we are holding it down right here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. How y'all doing? OMG, we are just excited to have you. Listen, 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 today's show is off the chain, it's off the hook. We have artist spotlight. You're going to get to hear some music. You're going to get to hear the behind the scenes with the artists. Isn't that wonderful? We are just tickled pink that you're joining us here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal shows, wonderful guests, and today is no different. So you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and you got to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Big shout out to all of our listeners that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and 14 other blogs across the World Wide Web, and those that are listening from iTunes and iPads and iPods and Zoom and all that stuff. Y'all hold it down. Listen, I got to give some listener shout-outs right about now. We have listeners from all over, so I'm just going to do a quick shout-out. Oh, my goodness, King George, Virginia, shouting you out. Richmond, Virginia, shouting you out. Oh, my goodness, Grayson, Kentucky, we shouting you out today. We see you listen to the show. Memphis, Tennessee, oh, my goodness. Princeton, New Jersey, we shouting you out. Yes, we are. West Bloom, Michigan, we shouting you out. Winterville, North Carolina, we shouting you out. And let's see, what's my last shout-out? Oh, Jacksonville, Mississippi, we cannot leave you out. Listen, we are so glad to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And so I know you're excited, and you're like, okay, what is the first spotlight today? Well, my guest is hanging out in the virtual studio. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic in just a second. This dynamic young lady is a praise and worship leader, along with Ty Tribbett at Kingdom Church in New Jersey, and she is introducing a new genre of music entitled Rock Righteous. And I think you all need to hear about this young lady coming to the mic. I'm bringing her right now to the mic. You all need to welcome Jovita Shepherd. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate this.
Oh, we're quite welcome. We need to give you a big round of applause. Big round of applause. So I'm telling you what, this Rock Righteous, it's like, this is so cutting edge. Tell us, how did you even, to me anyway, how did you even come up with that term and that to a way to articulate your sound of ministry?
Well, honestly, we came, I have a very rich traditional background in terms of gospel and the genre of music, and just being in the church for many of years, and also just experiencing different worship, whether it was CCM or whether it was, you know, traditional gospel, and then the Lord allowed me to kind of like blend the two, and so you can hear the soulish part of my worship at the same time. We can definitely flow anywhere. I definitely am. I listen to like Joseph Clay and Hill songs, and so all of that comprised together. I didn't want to be boxed in, and so the Lord just breathed this whole rock feel of music into our ministry, and so we were just like, yeah, this is not just rock, though. Like, we couldn't call it rock. Uh-huh. And so, you know, looking at all of the genres of music, you know, that we have, you know, in Christianity, it's just like, okay, this sound can't, it wasn't, you know, rhythm and blues, it wasn't, you know, just gospel, it was just an eclectic version of it, just everything coming together. And so, you know, it just came to us just that, it was, you know, Rock Righteous. And so it's just not rock, you know, with just the edge of it, but the music, we're very guitar driven. Right now. That's basically how we came about the name.
And you know what? I think that is so phenomenal because God is so diverse. And we want to box him in into what we think we can handle or what we think is appropriate. But he is so diverse. And when I listened to it, I was like, I hear kind of a Tina Turner. I hear Cher. I hear, you know, I was hearing different things like that with the message, you know, the good news, the gospel message. So big shout out to you for that. So how did you put your project together?
Well, of course, since I do worship, it is, you know, everyone's, you know, first thought, like, okay, she'd have a worship album. And obviously that was really my first desire, like, you know, even putting out an album. One, I had to consult the Lord to find out if I'm supposed to be doing this, because I don't just think that because you have a great gift, this is the realm that you just need to go in. Every worship leader is definitely not an artist, and every artist is not a worship leader. And so consulting the Holy Spirit to find out, you know, exactly what direction I should take, I asked, and I saw it, you know, with all the worship songs that I've written over the years, I'm just thinking, like, okay, yeah, we're going to just put this worship album out. That's nothing. And he kind of, like, took me in a different direction, you know, in my devotion. And my heart is so connected to the young people of this generation. And the whole putting the album together, I believe that they were really impressed upon my heart. It's a relevant sound. In terms of, you know, the material that we use, but the message is deeply rooted in the faith, and it's really about getting this generation to consider Christ before they fall, not considering him after. And so it's like if in my mind I can just make it up in my mind that I don't, like, falling is not an option. And that's really what music is about. When you rock righteous, you basically deny the things of your flesh and deny this world. Although we're in the world, we're not of it. And so it's really considering Christ before the fall, so falling is not an option. And so when God gave me that, it's just like, okay, Lord, now, you know, well, show me the music to go with it. And I sat with my MD, and we just began to create, and just things, you know, started coming out. You know, very, very easily. And so I was just inspired by it. It is bait. It's an album of bait, literally for this generation. There are people who don't want to listen to regular, you know, gospel music. There are people that, you know, my album has actually inspired in the gyms. People work out to this music. You know, schools are influenced by them. You know, at my mom's school, her whole entire class said the prayer of salvation, which is on the back of my CD, and, you know, they all came to the Lord. And so the way the Lord is using it as a major tool of salvation, of righteousness, is really, really blessing, you know, the lives of people. And so I just believe in going the route that he take me, because he knows what I don't know.
Oh, my God. He sees up the road, and he's smarter than us, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is awesome. And that you are able to articulate that, you know exactly this is bait, you know. Mother, you know, sitting on the front row with the prayer cloth, she may not get it right away. And that's okay, because it's plenty of other options. So I love that. I love that. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we are excited to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. This is our first artist spotlight with Miss Jovita Shepherd. And I'm telling you, rock righteous. You need to get that, and you need to check it out. Jovita, tell people how they can connect with you online and purchase your music.
Sure. We're on iTunes, and we're also on Amazon. They also can go to our Reverb Nation page, and we really try to promote this page, because it not only gives you the link to the music there's more than just the album that's on our Reverb Nation page, but also it gives you, you know, the write-up, and if you have questions about the ministry, also where we'll be. We try as best as we can to put our calendar of events on Reverb Nation, so everyone knows exactly where we're going to be, what city we're going to be in, and then what's going on. I blog from there. Twitter. I'm all on Twitter. You can just add me as your writer as well, as you already know.
Yes.
We've been retweeting and tweeting all day. And also Facebook is a great network, and I think I'm trying to use each of these social networks to just bring out a piece of me that, you know, the other social network is not privy to.
Right.
So there are things that I tweet that I don't Facebook, and there are things that I Facebook that I don't tweet. And so you just kind of got to follow both. And that's the blessed part about this whole social networking.
Oh my goodness, I do the same thing. I like have a certain I do the exact same thing. Yeah. So that's really cool. And yes, listeners, if you are on my Facebook, again, facebook.com/Charvette, I posted yesterday the Reverb Nation link for Jovita, so you can get it from there, and it's all across the World Wide Web. And what's your main website as well?
My main website is joewriterproductions.com. Again, that's joewriterproductions.com, and if they can put that in, they'll be privy to my site, and it also has the same information on the website that's on, like, Reverb Nation.
Cool. Well, I think we need to let the listeners hear just a little bit of Rock Righteous. Like, what you think? We should let them have a little
bit. Sure.
All right, listeners, listen. Keep it locked right here. We're getting ready to play Rock Righteous by Jovita Shepherd. Don't you go anywhere. Righteous by Jovita Shepherd. I'm telling you what, I love it. I can definitely see working out to that and just rocking out, like they would say on American Idol, you rocking it out,
right.
You rocking it out, but you rocking it out for Jesus. So tell
yeah.
us, what about some of the other tracks and songs that are on this project?
I think my favorite track of the entire project has got to be Still in Love. One, it's for the person who's, like, walked away, and it's a love song that God has for the people who have just walked away, and he's literally waiting for you to come back. He misses you. And so it really, that song really touches my heart, you know, because it's really for that soul that it's just, you know, went astray. And God is really waiting for them to come back. And also Reasons, when we do that song, when we do Reasons live, I think it chokes me up every time. I don't ever remember a dry-eyed time saying Reasons because it's like at that very moment, I have this, you know, encounter with the Lord, and he just reminds me of why I exist and why I'm able to do what I do. And so I'm always reflecting and humble just because I'm able to serve in this capacity. And so realizing that he is the reason for the air that I breathe. I don't take any of this stuff for granted. People are gone every day. And so that song really just touches me. And the fact that we have life and that we're breathing, it's those moments where, you know, where they, I don't know, it really just does something to me. It really just means something to me. And people take things like, you know, air and breath very lightly as if they're old.
Yeah.
And I'm in a position where I'm constantly reminded that I'm not owed this. And so it's a very humbling thing. And so that's another song that blesses me. Deliver Me From Me is also one of the most powerful, simple songs I've ever written in my entire life. I don't think I've ever expressed myself to the Lord like I did in that song. At the point that I was going through, you know, people can, you know, say that you're gifted and say that you're anointed and you're so great, you're so great. But when you get home, you got to deal with you. And God begins, the more oil that is on your life, the more he begins to expose your heart to you. And so I started seeing some very crazy things in my heart, and I'm just like, God, deliver me from me. I'm not here in representation of anybody else. I'm not here to escort anybody into glory. As a matter of fact, I need to be there myself.
Right.
And so at this point, I need deliverance. And so it's really about, it's so humbling, that song, because we're not exempt. I don't care how many, you know, people's lives that we touch or how many lives that we're able to minister to, we are not exempt from deliverance and, you know, our heart being converted, you know, to the righteousness of God. And so that song is also a blessing because it keeps me focused, it keeps me grounded. And just to other people that feel like as if, you know, they're exempt from it, it's a constant reminder, like, no, wait, you need deliverance from that attitude right there, that, you know, arrogance or whatever. We are not above the word. And so these songs just find their way to my heart. And so I'm very connected to the music that God allowed, you know, us to record.
Great. And do you write most of your songs?
Yeah, this album I did. I really, because it was so like God ordained. I did do a writing session with Pastor Dane Tolbert from he's from the Greater Allen Cathedral. He's a pastor of the youth church there in New York, and he sat with me, and he also is rapping on Clear My Line and Glow, and so I sat there. And specifically with Clear My Line, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
He goes, well, this is the way you should say it so that it's not coming off so harsh. And because I'm just like, I had an experience, and I really just wanted to hang up on a person. How can I say this the Jesus way? And so he kind of dipped in some grace and was able to articulate it with me and understood where I was coming from because it was very real. I wanted to have a point or a song that kind of identify with the reality of being a Christian. You know, you are faced with a lot of negativity around you, especially when you're trying to do things for Christ. And sometimes you just don't need to give ear to it. And that's really what that song was about. And so he kind of helped me with that and articulating some other verses that I had trouble with. He's very instrumental in terms of writing the writing what I needed to be penned in the song, so and then kind of clarifying, you know, okay, Joe, what is this about? And you know, so he was very, very instrumental So shout out to Pastor Dean.
Woohoo! Shout out to him. It's always good to partner in ministry, right?
Yes.
Now, I want to touch on that you, as I mentioned before, are a praise and worship leader. And so how do you, because sometimes praise and worship, so praise and worship leader is kind of like one thing, but then when you go to do, you know, concerts and gigs and whatever you want to call it, it's a different mindset. You know, how do you help kind of separate kind of the praise and worship leader versus the artist, or is it separate? Is it really one thing?
No, it's one of me. I believe that there's one sound, there's one vision, and we serve one God, and everything that exudes out of us should be very distinct. And so all of these, I know it sounds really jumpy on the album. It sounds very urban, very rock, but the niche to our ministry, I'm a worshiper. I do not deny it at all. That is who I am. That is my oil. That is my gifting. Every one of our tracks flows right into worship. So if I'm doing Rock Righteous, you can see the clip on YouTube. It'll flow right into worship. Everything that we do, that's been a niche of myself and my MD, we know that it's going into worship. So if we're doing it live, we're definitely going into worship, because at the same token, you want to expose the people to this message and be relevant in terms of music, but also they got to have a God encounter or else there's no need for me to be there. That is my purpose, to give them, and this is the purpose of worship at our church, is to present a transformative, authentic encounter with God. And so I take that everywhere I go, because I can't be one way outside the temple, and then when they come to Kingdom Church, they see, like, she's not like that. They're going to get get the same God encounter wherever I am. The Lord will be there, and that is that's what we stick to. And so the message, again, doesn't change up. The music may, but it all will fall into worship, because I really believe that if I'm in front of someone for 3 minutes, 2 seconds, they need to experience God at a different level. And so that's really my assignment to the world, is to present this God encounter. So whether worship, and a lot of our engagements that we're able to minister at, we kind of open up in a corporate, and we end up in a corporate worship song. And so it kind of invites you in, gives you a teaser of what's on the album, and then brings you back, so we all worship together. And so we're all able to, you know, enjoy that moment of worship together.
Wonderful. And I definitely want you to be able to shout out your ensemble or group that goes with you, right?
Yes, Manna. Manna is my band. It consists of my band and the singers that tirelessly support this vision. They have been my MD Silvio, and you know, just the band and the singers. They are really, they work extremely hard. My staff works extremely hard to kind of balance me, because I believe home is first. And so everything that I do outside of, you know, my ministry is literally surrounded around my ministry. And so we work extremely hard to make sure that there aren't any conflicts, and where God sends us, you know, we're able and available to go. And the singers in the band, they work extremely hard to make sure that, one, their lives are an exemplary of the music and the message.
Right.
And so that we can't repay, and that's my heart to the Lord, that we really live a life according to the gospel that we preach and sing of. And so with doing that and making sure that we've got a great sound, you know, when we go out to meet these people, that is extremely important to us. Realizing that sound, some people just are not privy to it every Sunday. You know, they don't get this, you know, worship encounter. And so somebody's desperate. You know, and that's really why we have events, because we're just answering the call,
meeting that need.
Yeah,
awesome.
Really what it is.
I definitely want to give a shout out to John MacArthur, who helped to make this connection.
He's doing so much, and God is really growing his ministry, even with, you know, this managerial position that he's in. God is continuously using him and growing him. And so, you know, we were all underdogs, you know. Probably if they looked at us, they wouldn't have thought that, you know, God would use us and to accomplish so much. And, you know, a vessel like his, he's so focused right now and so grounded. I'm excited to have him part of the team.
Wonderful. Well, it has been awesome to be able to feature you, Jovita. And one more time, people that are just tuning in, we see you coming in on the phone lines. We see you hanging out in the chat room and all that good stuff. Tell our listeners how they can purchase your music and how they can connect with you online.
Sure. You guys can go to our website, which is joerider.com, or you can feel free to visit us on Twitter. You can add me at Joe Ryder or Facebook. I'm Jovita Shepherd. So any one of the social networks, we are on there. I'm even on MySpace.
Oh, right.
Yes, my page is still up.
Well, you know what?
Still up.
I tell artists, and this is a free media coaching tip right here, keep MySpace. Because MySpace lets you play music, which you may not be able to do on your main website.
Right.
It lets you upload it very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and MySpace is still ranked very high in Google. So if people
yes.
are looking for you, they'll be able to find you, and they're trying to bring it back and tailor it more to artists. So you're already a step ahead. You're a step ahead. So that was free.
Yeah.
I'm not going to charge y'all. Y'all don't have to go to PayPal.
That was free.
Listen, I am again excited. Listeners, check out Rock Righteous with the dynamic Jovita Shepherd. And Jovita, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. We have our second artist spotlight. He is hanging out in the virtual studio, Reggie James Pace. You have heard his song. I featured his song Sunday morning before. You've heard it. And he has some new stuff out. Oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, it's hot. It's hot. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
You can't control everything. But there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. And we are moving right into our second artist spotlight. You know what? I love to spotlight artists because there are so many good artists out there that you don't necessarily hear about on main street or main music, you know, your stations and your car and all that good stuff. So that's why internet radio, satellite radio and all of that is awesome, because you get to hear really, really good music that you may not have heard before. So I am telling you what, I need you to put your hands together, because coming to the mic right now is Reggie James Pace. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Excited to have you on the show. As I mentioned before, I have featured Sunday Morning on the show. So listeners that listen, you all have heard that. And this is the gentleman. This is his music. And I got to tell you, Reggie, I am excited to have you. Certainly, you are a songwriter, an artist, a minister. You're happily married to your beautiful college sweetheart. And you have a new project out, The Good Life. So we want to share you with our listeners so they can kind of have the behind the scenes about you. So if someone asked, you know, who is Reggie James Pace, what would you say?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been described before as goofy and gifted.
So, I like that.
I mean, I'm just a silly guy. I've always been that way. You know, born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. I just love to have fun and enjoy, try to squeeze the most out of this life, really enjoy myself and my family, enjoy myself and my faith. And that's, to me, you know, I just can't be down. So I'm always looking to have fun with whatever I'm doing. So whether it be ministry, music, anything, so.
You know, I think that's great because who wants to be around somebody that's just, you know, woe is me and dragging all the time?
No.
So people want to be around people like you. And then that's also because that comes through your music. So when I listen to your music, it's like chill. It's like, you know, this is a good day. This is a good vibe. And that's what I hear out of all of the music that you have produced. So the next question I have for you is, if someone were to say, if you were to describe your music, so if someone is not familiar with you, how would you say your music, what is the sound of your music, and what does your music remind people of?
Okay. I mean, it is kind of a unique blend of what I was trying to do and the vision that I had with this concept. The concept of the whole Good Life album was really a three-part concept because me, as just a listener and a lover of good music, mm-hmm. There was three different types of music that I listened to, all in the gospel genre. So, you know, sometimes like on Fridays, you know, I just get off work, just got paid, you know, I'm just trying to kick it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not really in the mood to be in the holies of holies per se at that time.
Right.
I'm just trying to have a good time, you know, something with some upbeat. And so I sectioned the album off in three sections. We did the first three songs as what I call Friday night songs, just real, just nice beats, kind of up in your face, upbeat type stuff. Then we did another three that I call Sunday or Saturday afternoon songs that are real chill. That's where Sunday morning kind of fell into, just real chill, laid back, put the top down or windows down if you don't have a drop top vehicle. And then we did the last four songs as Sunday morning songs, more praise and worship type of songs, because those are all the types of songs that I like and that I write, and we just put it all on one album. So,
what a smart way to do that. What a smart way to kind of compartmentalize that for people, and then you're able to capture different people, you know, something on the project that everyone will be able to pick up and like. And
right.
So I love the story of how you wrote your first song. So tell us a little bit about your first songwriting experience.
Well, yeah, I was actually not setting out to write a song. I think it's important to know that I don't have a musical background as far as actual music is concerned, other than the fact that I really liked music. And I would buy like two CDs a week in high school. Like that was my thing.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that was it. I would buy everything, you know, whether it was hot or not. You know, I would just buy stuff because I was into music. So, you know, it was probably about five years ago. I was working at a different bank, and I was just frustrated, Charvette, because I was not fulfilled, like, and it wasn't making sense to me. You know, I'm a branch manager at a bank, you know, I got a good job, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the family's going well, you know, I'm in church. But I wasn't, like, fulfilled just personally, in my personal life. And I couldn't understand it. So I went to the basement of that bank and was just walking around. We had this big, like, closet, and I was just walking around in the dark. And I'm telling you, this song just poured out of my spirit, man. And it's called I Need to Find That Place, where the heaven opened up for me. Lord, I need to find that place. And that's where I wrote my first song, right there in the dark in the basement of the bank. So,
but you could sing.
I sing in the praise team in the choir.
Okay.
At church. Yeah.
I just wanted to make that clear for listeners. So you're gonna get to hear the music because they might say he don't have no musical back. No, he can't sing. That's clear.
Right.
And you will get
this all just straight revelation from God. I think that's part of the huge testimony is that He gave a vision and like you hear all the time, He really honestly chose the unlikely one.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people. That have musical backgrounds, and they would be an obvious choice to use for something like this.
Exactly.
he plucks me out of nowhere, you know what I mean, and has me do this project. So it's wild.
And that sounds just like him. Sounds just, just like him, just like him. And, you know, because you're right, because a lot of artists or a lot of people will say, you know, I've been singing since I was 8 or I've been playing since I was 6 and I always wrote music on the back of my notebook, you know, all of that. And then yet, you know, here you are pulled from seemingly obscurity. So how do you balance, I'm glad you mentioned there, your daytime gig, I call it. How do you balance your music ministry and, you know, all the things, all the greatness that you know that's in you and where that's going to take you with, you know, I still have to be a normal person during the day.
Right. I think that's probably why he, I don't want to say waited so long to, like, show me the vision, but he didn't show it to me, you know, before my 20s. He gave it to me after my 20s. You know what I'm saying? And I think I've developed as a man of God. And so now getting into this type of stuff, like I'm more grounded and rooted. So I know how to systematize things a lot better. Just like now, you know, I learned how to write songs in the car because you have to, you know, that's a lot of free time you got there. So even right now, you know, doing this interview, I'm at my son's football practice, you know, watching him on his second week. And doing the interview at the same time, you got to multitask and be able to do these things. So, you know,
We got to give a shout out to your son's team. What's the name of your son's team?
Oh, yeah, they're the Gahanna Falcons and the Gahanna Texans.
All right, big shout out to them. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Okay, you can say.
Yes. So, but it forced me to be a better songwriter because. The majority of the songs I write are in the car or somewhere where I can't actually have a pen out.
Yeah.
And so I have to be able to write songs that are memorable because if I can't remember them, then you probably won't remember. If I wrote it and I can't even remember it, then it's not worth writing, in my opinion, because I don't believe the world needs any more mediocre songs. Like, there's plenty of that out there. So
right.
It's not going to be great. Just don't even bother with it. So I get better with my storytelling. I get better with my expressions, my, you know, metaphors and so forth. It just helps me write better this way.
Awesome. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasted from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate those that are tuning in from Twitter and Facebook and 14 other blog sites across the World Wide Web, and those that are listening to this in iTunes and all that good stuff. You are listening to my Artist Spotlight with Reggie James Pace. Now, Reggie, I think I need to let our listeners hear the good life. We're going to let them hear that, and then we're going to come back and talk more about this project and the songs that are on there and some more stuff. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, here you go, listeners. The Good Life by Reggie James Pace.
testimony. Oh, you gotta come on, make up your mind. Tick and tick and no rewind. No more wasting all your time. You only get one life, so make it a good life. If you live it for Christ, it will be.
Journaling is good for that too,
you know. Okay. But a lot of times I'm not disciplined enough to keep writing in the journal. But
yeah.
when I have, and I go back and pick up the journal, you know, and I look back like, wow, man, these are really encouraging words to myself. So
yes.
I just wrote it kind of like a journal. And to anybody else that's going, you know, anybody that's trying to do anything, Charvette, is going to hit that point where they're just like, you know what, I may as well just stick to the 9-to-5 and just be.
Right.
But you got to keep pushing, so.
You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving forward. And you're right. I have looked back at journal entries and was like, man, I was writing some stuff. I was saying some stuff in 2002, you know.
Right.
Doing it, you know. So, but
right.
I'm with you. Consistency, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help
Amen.
Me be consistent. But you know what? You have so many things going on. I mean, artists. You know, Reggie James Pace. Now, tell listeners how they can purchase your music online. I don't want to lose that piece.
Right. I tried to make it easy. I put everything at ReggieJamesPace.com. You can get to every single one of my sites from there, ReggieJamesPace.com. You can get to both of my my Facebook and Twitter sites for music. You can get to my Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube sites for comedy. And you can get to, you know, MySpace and Reverb Nation and everything from there as well. So.
Okay, so I'm so glad you brought up the comedy because I saw in your in your Twitter feed that you do some things with the Funny Bone. So, like, what are you doing with the Funny Bone?
Last night, Lady Extreme and her husband, DJ Bloodwashed, here in Columbus, they had the first extreme gospel comedy night. And it completely packed out the Funny Bone, which is amazing to do on your very first event. It was standing room only in there. They had five comedians come. I co-hosted the event, and it was a just ridiculously hilarious night.
Oh, my goodness. So, like, are you a comedian, too?
Well, see, I kept saying no. Because, you know, I understand those sharp edges. Like, this is me just being me. Like,
Right.
The past 2 years, I was on Facebook just being me every day, and people would be, like, cracking up. And I'm like,
uh-huh.
Man, this is just, like, I'm just literally just being myself. And they're like, dude, you need to be a comedian. You need to be a comedian. And I'm like, I'm not, though.
Right.
And so finally, you know, she hit me on Facebook and was like, look, man, I want you to be in this. And I was like, well, I'm not a stand-up comedian, so how about a host? And so she was like, okay, cool. You co-host, and, you know, we just ad-libbed, and it was insane. I'll be posting some of the YouTube clips of that. I actually got one of them up already. But I'll keep posting the YouTube clips from that. It was ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. And so that's why I like God. Like I said, in the first artist spotlight with Jovita Shepherd, he is so diverse. You know, we put him in a box, but God is so diverse. So we should smash the box, jump up out of the box, get out of the box. So, and I definitely want to shout out, you have like a bunch of followers on Twitter. So big shout out to anyone that's listening from Twitter, from Facebook. We appreciate you. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am in my artist spotlight with Reggie James Pace. Oh, super excited to have you. Now, you know what else I like about you? I love about you. When I go to your website,
mm-hmm.
and actually even on your Facebook, you have these beautiful pictures, you know, of you and your wife. And I don't know how involved she is with the music ministry per se, but it is so awesome to see a man. You know, women, we'll do that. We'll have a couple pictures plastered everywhere. We want you to know we got somebody. But, you know, men don't readily do that. But it was so beautiful to see just all of the loving, you know, and see that you are promoting marriage and all of that. How important are healthy relationships to society, really?
Man, I mean, you know, I'm a family man, so to me it's everything now, you know, because, you know, outside, like once you get up from praying, then you have to deal with people and live your life. So, you know, you don't just stay behind the veil all day long. So, you know, you get up in the morning and, you know, you go before the throne of grace and you worship and you just have fellowship, you know, with your husband, with God, and you get up and you got to live. So, you know, relationships are huge to me. And my relationship with my wife is, like, foundationally important. I think it's hard. How can, you know, how can you go out and give yourself in ministry and give yourself to somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband or somebody else's kids and your own kids haven't received the first fruits of your anointing? You know what I mean? Like, that's just backwards to me. So, you know, I should have the biggest impact and the biggest, you know, love and adoration for my house first, and then that spills out and blesses other people. So, you know, my relationship with my wife, I wanted, like, she has no involvement in the music at all. So, like, when people see it, they're like, oh, does she sing? Like, no, that's my wife, though.
Right. I
like,
love
it. Like, when you see me, you go see her. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a package. Well, big, big shout-out to Minister Nicole Pace, your wife. We appreciate her and just her presence. I love it. I love it. Maybe I'll have you all back, and, like, we could do, like, a show on relationships and have, like, a husband and wife. You all could be, like, tag team and give our listeners some advice. What do you think about that?
Oh. Yeah, after we've been married for 11 years, together for 13, I think we got a few things to say.
I think you got a couple of things to say. Oh, my goodness. I think you got a couple of things to say. Okay, I know our time is winding up and you're at your son's game and all that. For this project, it's out. People can listen. People can go pick it up and all of that good stuff. Also, are you doing other projects? Do you have anything else in the events? Anything else you want to shout out?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the website and get on the mailing list, that's the best way I can proactively make sure I contact everybody, and it's right at the bottom of the homepage there. But I'll have a week after last night, I have some comedy tours that will be coming up and some concerts to the Good Life out. So I'll be focusing on that. And then once we get through that period, I have a book that I'm finishing up, 365 Days of Funny. It's set out to write the funniest book page for page ever written. So this is a big undertaking, but we're almost finished with that.
Wow. So a published author will be able to add to your list of accomplishments. That is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. You know, those of us that have gifts, your gifts just, they keep on making room and they keep on spreading out. So those of you that are gifted in one area, don't be surprised that you don't have giftings and callings in other areas. Walk in them, walk in them, walk in them. Okay, so my last question for you, Reggie James Faith. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates you?
What motivates me the most is realizing that when God made me, he had something on his mind that was unique, that was full of purpose. And as long as, and I look at everything about me, even the stuff that I thought was negative, really isn't a negative. You know, the fact that I'm not disciplined is what makes me a great songwriter, because none of my songs sound the same. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like,
right.
You know, you learn to realize, man, all the stuff that I spent all this time thinking, you know, growing up thinking, you know, I wasn't intelligent enough, or, you know, all of the insecurities we have. And then when you look at it and you get closer to God and he shows you through his eyes, you're like, wow, that's why I'm that way. You know, that's why I'm more loving than confrontational. That's why I'm this and not that. You know, and learn to just really embrace who God made, you know what I'm saying, and embrace the fact that your personality is what it is, and be the best you could be, because God made you. He didn't make a mistake.
He does not make mistakes, and I can't add anything to that. Listeners, again, I think you need to put your hands together. Reggie James Pace. And you know what? We're going to take out this segment with your song, Got to Get It. And you already set it up for us. You already told us what it's about. I hope your son wins. If he's in, you know, hope he's not on the bench. Hopefully he's in the game. I hope they're winning the game. Thank you so much. A big shout out to you, your wife. And thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, thanks, Charvette. God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go.
Let's do it. causing no trouble, but we stay up on our hustle, yeah. Dream chasers, goals bigger than egos, and still remain humble, although we fly than egos, and confident, strong enough to tackle reality, cause truthfully, the Lord is actually forever with me, yeah. Visionaries with the Holy Ghost in our bellies, and never stopping until we accomplish something that's legendary. Why you hating on me? That ain't necessary. I'm about to birth out a miracle, like Mother Mary. It's kind of foggy right now, but you gon' see clearly. In the end, we gon' win if we don't get weary. Yeah, and I don't get weary. I guess it's cause I got that good power in me. And if I was you, I would try to stay near me. Cause I'ma get mine guaranteed. Hey. Safe in the situation, got late for my destination. Like, hey, oh, I miss it. Can y'all bring that back? Never mind, just forget it. We gon' keep it moving this time, and I ain't gon' stop. And I'm climbing my way to the top, and I'm clawing my way through this beat like a lyrical Wolverine. And it's cleaner than going green, and I'm tighter than skinny jeans. And I never settle for less, cause I'm a success fiend. And I done took off. What I'ma do now? Broke my steering wheel so I can't even turn around. Ain't got no landing gear so I ain't never coming down. Sky is not the limit for me, heaven is beyond the clouds, yeah. And I ain't stopping till I get there. But until I do, I keep working down here. I got to get it, man, what else can I say? If you ain't working, get up out my way. Boom! So he remained alive until the Lord told me, Reggie, you gotta decide, cause you're not satisfied with calm and every life, and it's whipping you quick, yeah. Harlem Nights, and if you ever see yourself beyond these limits, then you gotta get up now and go and get it, yeah.
I'm jamming to this. You all got to check out Reggie James Pace everywhere online. Check him out and support his music ministry. I love what he's doing. I love his vibe and all that good stuff. Oh, my goodness. We had an awesome show today. You are phenomenal. I love every one of you that are listening live, those that are listening from iTunes, from Zoom, from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We doing big things. We got it popping over here. And you know what? We keep it motivational. We keep it inspirational to keep you motivated and moving towards your goals, moving towards your dreams, moving in the right direction. So you know what? You want to check out, oh, my goodness, next week's show. We got some other things for you. We got some shows coming up. Relationships, you know, the Men Confess. That's coming up every third Thursday. That's one of our hottest segments. And we have people writing in and talking about it. That's where men talk about relationships. Because, you know, women, we will talk about it all day long. But men are going to be talking about relationships. We're going to keep it locked. More artist spotlights. More phenomenal things coming up. If you are not following me on Twitter, I need you to go follow me. What you doing? Follow me. Twitter.com/Charvette. If you are on Facebook and we are not connected, you need to connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And you know what? That way you can stay up to date on the show and all that good stuff. So hopefully you liked everything we had today. The top of the show, we started out with Javita Shepherd. Check her out, Rock Righteous. I'm telling you, it's a new genre. It's a new trend. Keep it locked right there. And then, of course, we ended up with the phenomenal Reggie James Pace. You want to check it out there. All right, listeners, that's going to be a wrap. We are wrapping up. We want you to come back next week every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and we want you to come back and check us out. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.